Coming up on episode number 518. Well, it's Thursday, it's cover story night, so let's go ahead and present a cover story for an artist who's got a birthday today. He's turning 49 today. He was born in Lidwood, California, and although he's primarily known for parodies of songs, we're actually going to feature some covers of his originals as well as one of his covers. Yes, I'm talking about Weird Al Yankovic, the Weird Al Yankovic cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's October 23rd, 2008. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick an artist or performer and then present to you several different interpretations of that performer's work. Tonight, it is going to be the music of Weird Al Yankovic. Now, of course, if you're looking for his parodies, if you're looking for stuff like Eat It and the things that he's most well known for, you're not going to find them on this show, at least not in the way that you're expecting to find them. Those are parodies, and for me, don't fall into the cover cadre. But I am going to be presenting some covers of some of his original music, which is just as funny as his parodies. In some cases, I think even funnier and more creative. We're going to hear that. We're also going to find out about Coverville Idol later on in the show, and we'll hear a cover by the man himself, Weird Al Yankovic. Let's go ahead and get started with the title track, or a cover of the title track, from his Dare to Be Stupid album. A great album with great 3D cover there. This is performed by Yoni Gordon, from his 2005 album, I Sing the Hollow Body Electric. It's a cover of Weird Al Yankovic's Dare to Be Stupid.
Put down that chainsaw and listen to me. It's time for us to join in the fight. It's time to let your babies grow up to be cowboys. It's time to let the bit bugs bite. You better put all your eggs in one basket. You better count your chickens before they hatch. You better sue some wine before it's time. You better find yourself an itch to scratch. You better squeeze all the shaman you can when Mr. Whipple's not around. Stick your head in the microwave and give yourself a tan. Talk with your mouth full. Bite the hand that feeds you. Bite up more than you can chew. What can you do? Dare to be stupid. Take some winning nickels. Look for Mr. Goodbob. Get your mojo working now. I'll show you how. You can dare to be stupid. You can turn the other cheek. You can just give up the ship. You can eat a bunch of sushi, then forget to leave a tip. Dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid. It's time to make a mountain out of a molehill. So can I ever volunteer? This is no more time for crying over spilled milk. Now it's time for crying in your beer. Settle down, raise a family, join the PTA. Buy some sensible shoes and a Chevrolet. They bite into your broke and they drag you away. And it's okay. You can dare to be stupid. It's like bidding on a fish. It's like barking up a tree. It's like I said, you got a bone if you wanna get one free. Dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid. Bring your candle at both ends, like a gift horse in the mouth. Mashed potatoes can be your friends. You could be a coffee achiever. You can sit around the house and watch and leave it to Beaver. The future's up to you, so what you gonna do? Dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid. It's alright, dare to be stupid. We could be stupid all night, dare to be stupid. Come on, join the crowd, dare to be stupid. Shout it out loud, dare to be stupid. I can't hear you, dare to be stupid. Okay, I can hear you now, dare to be stupid. Come on, dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid. Dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid.
Oh, I couldn't live a single day without you. Actually, on second thought, well, I suppose I could. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, honey, you're the greatest. Well, at any rate, I guess you're pretty good. Now, it seems to me that I'm relatively lucky. I mean, I probably couldn't ask for too much. I can honestly say that you're an above average lady. You're almost just what I've been looking for. You're sort of everything I've ever wanted. You're not perfect, but I love you anyhow. You're the woman that I've always dreamed of. Well, not really, but you're good enough for now. You're pretty close to what I've always hoped for. Why my love for you is fairly strong. And I swear I'm never gonna leave you, darling. At least till something better comes along. Everybody, you're sort of everything I've ever wanted. You're not perfect, but I love you anyhow. You're the woman that I've always dreamed of. Well, not really, but you're good enough for now.
Thank you very much.
That is Throwing Toasters. Now, better known as Grant Baciacco, who is the creator, one of the creators behind The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, of course, a name you're familiar with here on Coverville, especially if you've heard about the Coverville 500 concert last August. I got to congratulate Grant and the rest of the Dr. Floyd team. They just got nominated for a Grammy. Yes, a Grammy Award. I think this has got to be the first podcast that has been nominated for a Grammy. So big kudos, big congratulations going out to Grant and the team, the great team of folks behind The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. They're awesome, and you really need to check out their website, their podcast, if you get a chance, especially if you have kids. It's the perfect podcast for kids. You got to let them check it out. So that is Throwing Toasters from the 2006 release Dork. Then before that, Dare to be Stupid by Yoni Gordon from the 2005 release I Sing the Hollow Body Electric. All right, Coverville is sponsored by Bluehost.com. $6.95 a month gets you unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, and a whole host of other items along with your hosting. Check them out at Bluehost.com. Make sure you use the link on Coverville.com when you're ready to go there, and click that. That'll take you to the Bluehost site, and it also gives me a little bit of a kickback from them if you sign up. And why wouldn't you with that great offer? Now, one other thing I did want to tell you about is the podcast awards going on right now. Today was the first day of voting. Hopefully, you had a chance to go over and vote for your favorite podcasts over at podcastawards.com. Coverville is nominated for a couple of them. We're nominated for the best music category, best PodSafe music category, as well as the best produced category, which is a huge honor because that is... That's something that's looked at in the industry as a very recognized achievement, and to be nominated for that alone is a huge honor, and I'd love to win that. But you know, whether or not you vote for me, I do encourage you to go over to podcastawards.com and cast your votes. You can vote once a day for the next 15 days, so from now until November 6th. And of course, if you would like me to send an email or a text message or a Twitter to you, just let me know. I've got that going for quite a few people now, actually, and I'd be happy to add you to the list. Podcastawards.com and of course, coverville.com is where you can find out more and scroll down to find the voting link. All right, let's go ahead and get back into the music here. This, I love this song. This is one of my favorites of his original, probably my favorite of his originals. He did this song for the theme to the movie Johnny Dangerously, starring Michael Keaton. It was a takeoff on the gangster movies of the 30s. Fantastic movie. Well, all right, maybe not a fantastic movie, but you'll never see Joe Piscopo in a finer movie. this was the theme song, and it's called This Is the Life. Here it is, performed by a group called Double Down from their 2007 album, All In.
Seven times a day, my bathtub is filled with Perrier. What can I say? This is a life. I buy a dozen cars when I'm in the mood. I hire somebody to chew my food. I'm an upper-day mobile dude. This is a life. They say that money corrupts you, but I can't really tell. I got the whole world at my feet, and I think it's pretty swell. I got women lined up outside my door. They've been waiting there since a week before. Who could ask for more? This is a life. What up, what up? You're dead for a real long time. You just can't prevent it. So if money can't buy happiness, I guess I'll have to rent it. Yeah, every day I make the front page news. No time to pay my dues. I got a million pairs of shoes. This is a life. While I sleep, you can tell I'm a living legend, not some ordinary creep. No way, I'm the boss, the big cheese. Yeah, I got this down, honest, not what it means. I can do just what I please. This is a life. That's right, I'm the king, number one. I buy mine, I grab Kleenex by the ton. I pay the bills, I call the shots, I grease the palms, I buy the yachts. One thing I can guarantee, the best things in life, they sure ain't free. Such a thrill just to be me, this is a life. This is a life.
That you're leaving, gonna leave me far behind,
so far behind.
That you found a brand new lover, you decided that I'm not your kind. So I pulled your name out of my Rolodex, and I tore all your pictures in two. And I burnt down the malt shop where we used to go, just because it reminds me of you.
That's right,
you ain't gonna see me crying. I'm glad that you found somebody new, 'cause I'd rather spend eternity eating shards of broken glass than to spend one more minute with you. I guess I might seem kind of bitter. You got me feeling down in the dumps, but I'm stranded all alone in the gas station of love, and I have to use the self-service pump. Oh, so honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get 100,000 paper cuts on my face than to spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than to watch you going out with other men.
With other men.
I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again and again and again and again and again. Can't you see I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked up by leeches, shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than to spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks, or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than to spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip my heart right out of my rib cage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die than to spend one more minute with you.
Black hole sun, black hole sun.
on just about every album, Weird Al Yankovic includes a polka that is, again, usually made up of a bunch of different songs. This one came from his album Bad Hair Day and features, let me tell you, all the covers you heard in that one polka there. Loser by Beck, Sex Type Thing by Stone Temple Pilots, All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow, Nine Inch Nails doing Closer, of course, R.E.M.'s Bang and Blame, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette, Bullet with Butterfly Wings by the Smashing Pumpkins, Red Hot Chili Peppers' My Friends, I'll Stick Around by Foo Fighters, Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, and Basket Case by Green Day. That all of that packed in that little medley. He's actually said in interviews that he thinks there'd be rioting in the streets if he didn't include an album from now on that didn't have a polka medley in it. And I gotta say, I agree. Those are one of the things on the albums that I look forward to the most, just because it's closer to a cover, right? Again, that comes from his album Bad Hair Day from 1996, I believe. Yes, 1996. And then before that, you heard One More Minute. You know, I had to throw an a cappella cover in there. This was by the UNH Gentlemen, the University of New Hampshire Gentlemen, from an album called Wasting Our Parents' Money. Of course, a cover of the original by Weird Al Yankovic, One More Minute. And then we start off that set with the theme to Johnny Dangerously, This Is the Life, performed by Double Down from their 2007 album, All In. All right, let's go ahead and get to Coverville Idol, talking a little bit about Coverville Idol. But before I say anything myself, let me go ahead and play this little bit that I produced. Ooh. This winter on Coverville Idol. We've done Freeform Coverville Idol, we've chosen a year and only featured covers from that year, but this time, it's personal. The music of the band Squeeze, a band that released countless fan favorites in their 20-year career and inspired generations of power pop and new wave bands to follow. You could pick from some of the hits. Or from some of the deeper cuts from the 13 studio albums, Rarities and B-Sides. Judging starts December 1st, 2008, but unlike previous years, all entries will be played on Coverville. Prizes to be determined, but will include a vinyl copy of Squeeze's very first EP, Packet of Three. Have fun, record a cover, and get your entries in by December 1st. Okay, so you heard it here. The Coverville Idol competition for this time around is going to be music from the band Squeeze. If you don't know Squeeze, that's all right. Or if you don't know a lot of their songs, don't worry about it. Jump onto iTunes, listen to some of the 30-second samples, see if something catches your ear, or feel free to email me if you've got questions or if you want a recommendation for songs. I'll be happy to set you up with something that that I think would be good for you, recommend something that I think would be great for your band or your performance. If you want to record this in your basement, if you want to record this in your bedroom, please just let me know. I think it'd be a great one. It's going to be a great competition or a great place to contribute. So please do consider sending something in for Coverville Idol Squeeze Edition. And I'm lining up a bunch of prizes, hopefully a big prize package for this one. And I'm also trying to line up some great celebrity judges. So keep your ears open for that. I'll let you know as soon as I know anything on those. And hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, we get some really cool contributions from some very well-known celebrity judges for this one. All right? And of course, email me if you have any questions, but I really do hope to get as many participants in this one as we've had in previous ones. All right, let's go ahead and jump in to the third set here. And so you've heard me play some covers of Weird Al Yankovic originals. There are also some covers of some of his parodies. So Weird Al Yankovic takes a song, he does his own rendition of it, changes the lyrics, and then somebody else comes along and does a version of Weird Al Yankovic's tune, kind of twice removed from the original. Let's go ahead and jump into this set with a cover of his version of Smells Like Teen Spirit, which was called Smells Like Nirvana. This one is covered by Laura Barrett on her 2005 album, Earth Sciences. Here's Laura Barrett. Taking a drink.
still don't know what we're saying. What's the message I'm conveying? Can you tell me what I'm saying? So have you got some idea? Didn't think so. Well, I'll see ya.
Muy bueno, y el chiri rieno. You see, I just gotta have a tostada, carne asada. That's right, I want the whole enchilada. My only addition has to do with the flour tortilla. I need a quesadilla. I love to stuff my face with tacos al carbón. With my friends when I'm all alone. Yo tengo mucho hombre y ahora lo quiero. Un burrito ranchero. So give me something spicy and hot now. Break out the menu, what you got now? Or would you tell the waiter I'd like to have sour cream on the side? You better make sure the beans are refried.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Taco.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Grande.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Taco.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Grande.
Well, there's not a taco big enough for a man like me. That's why I order two or three. Or let me give you a tip. Just try a nacho chip. It's really good with bean dip. I eat uno, dos, tres, cuatro burritos. Pretty soon I can't fit in my speedos. Well, I hope they feed us lots of chicken fajitas. And I'd love some carnitas. Well, the combination plates all come with beans and rice. The taquitos here are very nice. Now I'm down on my knees. We need some extra tomatoes and cheese. And could you make it several checks, please?
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Taco.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Grande. Taco.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Grande.
Yes, 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 can I help you?
Yeah, you guys serve tacos?
Well, the food is coming, I can hardly wait. Now watch your fingers, careful, hot plate. What do you think you're doing with my chili con queso? Well, if you want some, just say so. Oh, boy. Pico de gallo, they sure don't make it like this in Ohio. No gracias, yo quiero jalapenos, nada más. You can toss away the hot sauce. ¿Dónde están los nachos? Holy frijoli, you better get me a bowl of guacamole. Y usted, Eugene, why's your face turning green? Don't you like the pinto beans? You want some more? Cinema crispas? If you don't, hasta la vista. You can take the rest home in the doggy bag if you wanna. You can finish it mañana. Well, it's been a pleasure, that I can eat no more. Señor La Quinta, por favor, if you ain't ever tried real Mexican cooking, well, you oughta, just don't drink the water.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Taco.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Grande.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Taco.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
Grande.
Ale, ale, ya, ya.
The original was Gerardo. Rico Suave. The parody was Taco Grande, and you'll find that as well as the song before it on Weird Al Yankovic's album Off the Deep End. That cover right there is by Tim Ruppert, and it comes from the 2007 album inspired by the film Ratatouille called What's Cooking. Before that, you heard Smells Like Nirvana, like I said, from Weird Al Yankovic's album Off the Deep End. That cover there is by Laura Barrett from her 2005 Earth Sciences album. And I was trying, while I was listening to that song, I was trying to remember that instrument that she's playing, which is the one you play the little metal rods with your thumbs. So I know I'm going to get some emails now from people telling me what that instrument is, and I'll tell you on the next episode. How's that? But that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm going to do a Sunday All Request show this week, so the requests are piling up, plus I want to do a Halloween-themed show next week, so we're going to make this a three-show week next week, and get those in there. So get in a request or call in a request at 206-222-COVER. You can also email me at coverville@gmail.com, or you can visit the website coverville.com, where you can post a message on the weblog or contribute to the forums there. And thanks again for your support of the show. Of course, thanks for voting over at podcastawards.com. And we'll see you on Sunday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.